The money is from the bipartisan infrastructure law. It'll be used to move a sewer overflow on Jones Island to make way for a new dredged material management facility. That facility is part of a $450 million estuary cleanup project. It'll be used to store contaminated materials that are dredged from the water. Kevin Schaefer is the executive director of the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District. He says the project will benefit everyone in the area.
What we're trying to do is protect Lake Michigan, trying to protect drinking water supplies, trying to improve the habitat for the area.
The estuary includes portions of the Milwaukee, Menominee, and Kinnickinnick Rivers in the nearshore waters of Lake Michigan. Dredging is expected to begin in 2026 and take several years to complete. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.